childcare providers have been told that children in creches will be separated into play pods to minimise the risk of infection when these facilities reopen next month. The guidance has been seen by RTE News and by our reporter Samantha Librari, who joins us now. Samantha, how is this all going to work?
Well, Justin, childcare facilities closed their doors 11 weeks ago yesterday, and when they start to reopen in 4 weeks' time, what this document tells us is it's going to look like a very different place. It all centres around this concept of play pods, and what they are is groups of a number of children and a minimum of two adults who'll stay together for the duration of the day that they're in those settings. Those pods will not be allowed to mix with other pods, either outdoors or indoors, or at dropping and collection times. They won't be allowed to share toys between them, and the guidance says that there can be more than one pod in a particular room, but there'll have to be partitions in place to avoid physical contact between those pods. Now, when it comes to social distancing, and this has been an important aspect for childcare providers, it says that it will not be required for under sixes, because the document says it's not possible. And for over sixes, the likes of children who be going to after school care in these settings, they're going to be asked to keep their distance and avoid physical contact. Now, the key to this is how many children are going to be in this in these pods, and that hasn't been clarified yet. We're expecting more details on that from the department later today, and that will really dictate how childcare providers can work this. They're being told that they won't have to reduce their overall capacity, but they may have to reduce capacity within rooms to adjust pod to pod sizes and these different collection and drop-off times. And the whole purpose of this is to ensure to contain infection control, really, and also to ensure contact tracing is easier if that arises.
And for that reason then, Samantha, social distancing among staff is also being advised.
That's right. Staff from different pods within a childcare setting are being told to maintain a social distance from each other. Those who work in the same pod, and there will be at least two required per pod to allow for things like breaks and that kind of thing, they're being told to social distance as far as is practicable. And that kind of phrase, you know, you see it a lot in this document, that it is as much as possible. You know, there seems to be a little bit of wriggle room in terms of this guidance. For childminders who operate in their own home, they're being told that their own family and children and the children that they're cared for will be regarded as a single play pod. But in these events, they're saying, and again, there's no numbers, strong hygiene measures should be followed.
What does the document say about the use of personal protective equipment, PPE?
It says PPE is not going to be required for children and staff, but it does have a note saying that those not caring, while adults are not caring for children, they should follow NPHET's guidelines on face coverings. And childcare providers pointed out to me this morning saying they're a little bit unsure about what that means, because either they wear masks or they don't. And so they're looking for clarity on that particular group. And remember that a certain amount of childcare workers would already use PPE in the sense of gloves and aprons when they're changing nappies or they're cleaning. That will continue, but what this document is saying is that there won't be any additional requirements. As I said, more clarity is expected today. The department has set out a guideline or a time frame for releasing different information between now and in 4 weeks' time, when these facilities are due to start reopening on a phased basis to essential workers. And there's more than 200,000 children in childcare settings who attend things like Montessori early year, so lots of parents will be watching this with interest, and providers, to see how it's all going to work.
Okay, Samantha, thank you for that. Samantha Librari there with those details.